everyone, and welcome to the 79th episode of Dragon Quest Slime Time, a Dragon's Den podcast. This is Pendy.
And this is Os Nerevar.
Welcome to Dragon Quest Pendy. This is Pendy. And today, I'm going to rank slash talk about my five favorite Slime Time podcasters. First, number five is...
Whoa, what are you doing here? First off, I better be number one on the list. And are you trying to imitate another podcaster we know? Because this doesn't sound like you.
Bro, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just being Dragon Quest Pendy. I'm bringing the energy over here right now.
You're bringing something to Slime Time, all right? Maybe a lawsuit.
Fine. If I can't be Dragon Quest Pendy, why don't we bring in the real deal?
All right, that's more like it. Today, we're excited to talk about a YouTube podcaster who has no equal when it comes to the excitement he brings to our favorite series. His name is Dragon Quest Poppy.
What's up, Slime Time?
We are so excited to talk to you today. I love the absolute passion you bring to your videos.
Yeah, and before we get to your videos and chat about some recent events in the DQ world when it comes to Dragon Quest, let's get to know you first.
Yes. So first, Poppy, how did you get into Dragon Quest?
Okay, so basically Dragon Quest Heroes was kind of like the... I've tried a couple Dragon Quest games before, like years before I actually really got into the series, but... Dragon Quest Heroes was the game that really got me interested in like trying out the mainline games, learning about some of the characters, wanting to learn more about them, you know, playing their actual games and seeing what their story's like, their development is like and stuff like that. So basically Heroes is the answer.
That's cool. So you got to be introduced into all those Dragon Quest icons before playing all their games. So that's a very interesting way to go about it, like almost backwards.
Yeah, basically. And it was cool too because, I got to see the 3D models for a lot of the characters before I saw the 2D ones. But I don't know. It was just cool. It was fun.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, what people who maybe played Treasures first, like, what they think when they see things from games that they haven't played yet, like, how it hits with them. So, yeah, you got introduced to all these characters, like, a ton of the characters before you even played their individual games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and every time one would come in, I was just like, who is this guy? I love this guy. Like, you know, Yangus would come in, Jessica, I was like, wow, you know, sort of thing. And just everyone else that would come in, I was like, these characters are great, reminds me of Dragon Ball, you know, classic answer. And then also just the characters themselves, the puns, like everything was just a beautiful just symphony of me getting interested in the whole series. So
you mentioned Dragon Ball. I think that's probably one thing that made the series more palatable to me when I first got to it. It was just art style.
Yeah, and I think Dragon Quest Heroes did like a really good job of bringing the Dragon Quest vibe and doing the characters justice, so I can see how that could bring somebody into the series. I think that's how the Dragon Quest FM podcasters got into it too, possibly. Dragon Quest Heroes bringing in fans is great.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I thought you guys were enemies with Dragon Quest FM. I didn't know if you were friends or not.
No. We're frenemies. No. I was just listening to the first episode of our podcast today. And Liam and Platy were saying like, hey, we listen to Dragon Quest FM. We think all the Dragon Quest podcasts out there are wonderful. You should listen to them all. And we still maintain that those guys are great. Yeah.
Yeah, that was back when really all we had was FM and Puff Puff Hour, I think.
Yep, exactly.
Ooh, I remember that one. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to cause like some problems within the community. Just kidding.
Causing a Dragon Quest podcaster war. I see what you're trying to do. Your game.
But on to our next question. So what's your favorite mainline game in the series?
Okay, so... For sure, Dragon Quest XI. That game is just so beautiful, gorgeous. The graphics are incredible. The story's great. The characters are just amazing. That's definitely my favorite Dragon Quest game. It's one of my favorite RPGs as well. I know some people kind of, I guess, complain about like the pacing and stuff, which I can understand, but I don't know. I never really worry about the pacing because I guess I just don't really really notice it. I just enjoy it so much that I just kind of don't worry. I don't see like the issues, I guess, if that's even an issue. I just love that game. It's great. Overall, it's just beautiful.
Oh, I've seen that this game has become a lot of people's favorite when it comes to Dragon Quest mainline games. It's done so much for our community because it's usually in everybody's top three for the most part. It's in my top three. I put it up there with 8 and 4 with my favorites. So yeah, it's just one of the best Dragon Quest games we've ever had. So it's been great.
Yeah, it's hard to not rank this one high. As far as the pacing goes, I don't think that was an issue until 11S came out, and then some of the additional stuff sort of got shoved there in the middle. And I felt like that, to me personally, upset the pacing. I think the original was better at that.
Yeah, I've heard some other people say that too, yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that. Yeah, I've only played 11S, so I didn't know. Okay, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of the extra story content in between the first two acts just wasn't in the original. But
so what would you say your favorite Dragon Quest spinoff game would be?
You know, that's a tough question. So I don't know if you guys have seen like some of my like earlier videos, but I say this all the time when I'm on a video. I say this is my top five or this is my list or whatever, but it's subject to change because I don't know. Sometimes I remember something from a different game or this or that, and I kind of flip flop. But basically, with this question, I think Heroes is my favorite. Heroes 2 specifically. But I will say I am very interested in the Monster series. And so I'm excited for that game to come out and then just kind of see where I guess rank that. But let's say Heroes 2 for now.
What's your favorite Dragon Quest monster?
Okay, so I really, really love the King Slime. I think it's just such a classic monster. I think the idea of like a monarch slime is pretty hilarious, and just it looks very lovable and like you want to hug it, but if you do, you'll probably get, you know, slammed into being a pancake. but either way, it just looks like such a fun monster for me, so I love it.
That's a good choice. What about your favorite Dragon Quest character?
Oof, that's a good one. I know that some people don't like him, but I think he's just so cool. Terry is okay. It's either Terry or Silvando. And I'm not just saying Silvando because he's Hispanic, but Silvando is like, his personality is amazing, his story is amazing, his development's amazing, just like his whole like function in the crew is really cool too. I really like that he's kind of like a big brother sort of thing. Just his dynamic, his philosophy, just like, I don't know, he just wants to bring smiles to the world. And then Terry is just so freaking cool, man. Like, his design's cool. His everything about him is just awesome. So I technically cheated and chose two, but those are my favorites.
No, that's good. There's a lot of people. I mean, there are some Terry haters out there, but a lot of people love him too, which is why they keep making him protagonist for a lot of different things out there in the world. And Silvando, I mean, yeah, he's such a standout character in that game. Like, I love all the characters in 11. It's like one of the best character casts they've ever had, but his story is fantastic, and I love how it progresses throughout the game. So yeah, I love him as well as character.
Yeah, Silvando's a popular one. I've always liked him too. Like you said, 11, it like out of all the games, sometimes there's usually one or two characters that just don't hit home. But in 11, I think all of them are pretty fantastic.
Ditto.
So what's your favorite mechanic in Dragon Quest? Like, you know, casinos or vocations, monster collecting, arenas, that sort of thing?
Yeah, good question. So I've never really done too much in the casino, but I would say it's either vocations or like the monster collecting. It's probably vocations a little bit more. I just absolutely love the like another sort of like progression mechanic that and also just gives more like versatility to the player itself. You can choose different vocations, different paths for your characters, and I just really, really enjoy vocations and vocation grinding and all that. And so it's why like I place 6 a lot higher and 7 than a lot of people that I've seen which I've been called out about, but it's fine. But yeah, but I really enjoy vocations and vocation grinding. So
no,
yeah.
totally understandable. That's like you said, that's a staple of some of the classic Dragon Quest games out there. Now, are there any previous Dragon Quest games that you haven't played yet that you would still like to play?
So in terms of mainline games, one thing I was talking about a lot for a lot of my videos was that I never tried Dragon Quest X, but I finally been able to play that, and it's been a blast. So it'd mostly probably be like spin-off games. Like I haven't played Rocket Slime, for example. I haven't played like Joker 3 Professional or whatever, or even like the Monster, the Terry's Wonderland and stuff like that. So maybe some of those games. Caravan Hearts, I hear, is pretty good too. Those games I'd like to play someday.
Oh yeah, I love those. In particular, I love the Rocket Slime games. So much fun.
Those are great.
Yeah, I can't wait to play that.
Okay, so let's get into the fantastic world of Dragon Quest Poppy podcasting.
Yeah, what made you decide to start making videos and podcasts about DQ? Did you have any experience with this beforehand?
So I have tried doing the YouTubes a couple different times, but I've always kind of focused on like anime, which I love anime. And, you know, it was fun. But one of my previous channels, which is called Poppy and Juice, with a buddy of mine, I started reacting to the Dragon Quest Die anime, and it started getting a lot of attention. We're like, dude, what the heck is going on? Like, people actually like Dragon Quest? What? And that was kind of around the time that, you know, I was actually getting into the series. I was playing the game and stuff like that. I was like, okay, you know what? I got to start my own channel and just talk about Dragon Quest because I freaking love it. And obviously people want to watch it, you know, and listen to it. So that's kind of how Dragon Quest Poppy came to be.
Oh, that's awesome. And I've seen you do all sorts of videos, podcast videos by yourself or with a guest, reaction videos, tier lists, live stream gaming, anime and manga reviews. Do you have like a favorite type of video to make, or is it too hard to choose from everything that you do?
So I love live streaming. Live streaming is probably my favorite. It's just so much fun to like play Dragon Quest games and then like chat with people about it. And just, I've had a lot of really cool and fun moments with, you know, a lot of my viewers. And I would say live streaming is number one. And then probably podcasting is number two. I get to be very loud, which I love to do in that. So yeah.
Who's your favorite guest so far? Keeping in mind that I've been on twice already. So answer appropriately.
Well, I mean, you've definitely been a very fun guest. You know, you're definitely one of my favorites, I'll say that. But I have to choose, and I apologize, I have to choose another gentleman by the name of Yuji. Only because it was really cool, because he's straight up from Japan. He reached out to me. He wanted to be on the show. And what we kind of did for that episode was just kind of like comparisons of Dragon Quest in Japan versus the West. And my thumbnail is kind of funny. His is like the background of like outside of Puerto Valor, which is like sunny and green and beautiful. And then mine, I put mine like in like a jail. I'm not calling out Square Enix or anything. I'm just saying. But anyway, so he was really cool because I just got to really see, like, listen to somebody, you know, and see the differences between Japan and the West by, like, actually asking him questions and stuff. So that was a really fun episode.
Yeah, I saw that episode. That mm-hmm. was a good one. Yeah, that was great. I really liked the questions you were asking for that and being able to see those comparisons from, you know, straight from someone from Japan. That was cool.
Yeah, great choice.
So do you broadcast on any other platforms such as, like, Twitch or TikTok or anything like that?
YouTube all day, baby. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha.
What's the most difficult thing when it comes to making videos?
Okay, it's basically time. I'm like, it's slime time. No, I'm just kidding. basically, it's just like I've, you know, I'm a married man. I've got two young boys. I have a full-time job. My wife does as well. And when I'm at home and I have to take care of the kids, you know, I don't have really time to. I try and edit videos or make thumbnails and stuff like that, or even think of what I'm gonna do next. But you know, the real time I basically have to like really think about stuff is when they go to bed, and it's just, yeah. So basically time, it's just, yeah, it's not my friend.
I 100% understand that. I have the same thing going on. You know, my son just demands a lot of time now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have most of my time to my thought driving home from work on the days that I go mm-hmm. in. And like, I think about all these projects that I want to do, mm-hmm. and then I get home and I don't have time to even do any of them. Like, if I can only just do them on the way home from work, that would be like, I just need a self-driving car is what it is.
There you go.
Yeah, totally understand that.
Who would be a dream guest for you to interview on your show?
Well, I've had Ost, so you, Pendy, yes.
Downhill from there.
No, Pendy would be cool, you know. Anyone else on Slime Time would be cool as well. Yuji Horii someday would be amazing.
We've had him on our show. I don't know if you've listened to that episode, but yeah, it was a good one. Yeah. It was on April 1st and all that, but.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
Yeah. A great one.
But I would say my real answer would actually be my wife. So the only reason why, because, like, you know, I've slowly been able to kind of interest my wife in Dragon Quest. Like, she's seen a lot of my live streams. She's even been on them. She'll, like, kind of talk to the people and stuff. And it's funny. They'll even say, like, oh, it's Dragon Quest Mommy. So that's pretty funny. But, like, if I could actually get into Dragon Quest and then actually have her, like, and us talk about it, that would be, like, oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. And then I'll probably change my name to Dragon Quest Family or something. Who knows?
I definitely understand that. I would love to have the same thing. We noticed that you seem to broadcast from many different places for your videos, even your vehicle. So as you said, I guess it's pretty hard to find time to record. Or do you really just enjoy recording, like, on the go or wherever you're at?
So yes and yes. So basically, yeah, I basically, because I love live streaming, so I kind of put, like, my actual available time to, like, live streaming, and then I'll do, like, during my break or lunch or whatever, I'll actually, you know, film a video, and then eventually I'll edit it and stuff like that. It's pretty basic editing, but, you know, it's whatever. I still like to watch myself, so whatever. So, but besides that, the other reason I like recording on the go is because I can be as loud as I want in my car, you know. There's times where I'm live streaming and, you know, my wife will, like, run into the room, or, like, she'll, like, text me, like, Bobby, shut up, you're too loud. And I'm just like, dang it, sorry. But anyway, so that's the answer.
I really appreciate meeting another big fan of Dragon Quest, The Adventure of Dai. I've noticed that you're really into it, like you've already mentioned it before. So how fun has it been to make videos about the manga, the anime, and now the upcoming console game?
I have had a blast. So when I first started my channel, Dragon Quest Poppy, I was actually focusing a lot on Dragon Quest Dai. And so I absolutely love the manga, the anime. And now that we're actually getting the game, Infinity Strash, I'm super, super excited that we're actually getting this game. We're getting a game in general of Dragon Quest Dai. But yeah, I'm just really happy about the attention it's been getting. You know, ever since they did the 2020 remake of the anime, I feel like it's been getting a lot more attention than. And so, and then now with the game, I feel like there's more people kind of getting on board. So talking about it has been really fun, and I'm excited to keep doing so. So.
And we've seen you've been doing a lot of giveaways recently. What brought that on?
Two reasons. One, I love to try and give back to my community. I have a lot of really, really cool people that, you know, that are part of my community that we talk basically every day. We do, like, questions of the days in my Discord. You know, people that are on my live stream. I've built and made a lot of friends, and people that know me personally, they know that I really like to take care of my own people. And so it's really something to nice to be able to kind of give back. And the other reason, you know, I'm trying to be the biggest Dragon Quest person out there, you know. I got to get my name out there, so.
That's cool. So now that we've covered your show, let's chat about recent events in the world of Dragon Quest.
Yeah, Square Enix just dropped the demo for Dragon Quest Monsters and Dark Prince. So what's your impressions of the game? I know you said you haven't really played the Joker series, but have you played any Monsters games before this?
Well, I have played Joker 1, and I beat that, and that was fun. I tried getting into 2. I didn't, like, super like it that much, so I kind of put it down, but I would like to get back to it. But talking about the demo, I will be doing a first impressions. I'm sure all the us Dragon Quest people will be, but basically, I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's great, but there's definitely some technical issues I've noticed. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I really hope that's not part of, like, the actual product, but, you know, just kind of like moving Sorrow around feels a little funky, feels a little stiff. And then I just noticed a little bit of, like, hiccups here and there during, like, the gameplay and stuff, but besides that, the actual game is a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it, and the graphics are great. The monsters are lovable and amazing. And my personal sort of goal right now with the demo is I need to scout that Cyclops. I'm gonna scout. I'm gonna do it. I swear to the man up there, I'm gonna do it.
Are we? I could have sworn I saw someone post a screenshot saying that there's some kind of message that it gives you saying that you can't, but maybe you can. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard people say that you can't scout the Cyclops either, but I haven't seen that myself. Maybe I just missed it.
We saw someone. There was someone that joined the Dragon's Den Discord recently, and they're a big Monsters fan. They say that they don't even play the other games, just play the Monsters games.
Oh, cool.
And he was live streaming for us, and he was going after that Cyclops, and he was actually able to take him down. It was impressive. Yeah, he took him down. Yeah, he had one of his characters had Assassin Stab as an ability, and that helped out a lot with trying to take him down. But he hits hard. He was like, there was a couple of fights we saw when he tried to take him down, and he was just one-shotting his monsters sometimes.
Dude, yeah, I was getting rocked, bro.
I know what you mean about the performance problems. It doesn't run super great, and that's kind of confusing considering that it looks like a game from last generation. Like, as far as like performance goes, hopefully there are some like day one patches they can do when the game releases to make it run better.
Yeah, because it's not releasing until the 1st of December, which is a few months from now. So
right,
hopefully they'll put a little polish on it and we'll be good to go. So we'll see. Now, what do you think of this new Infinity Strash game coming up? What has you most excited for it?
I mean, just the fact that it's coming out. I mean, Dragon Quest IX needs more love, man. But, I just can't wait to play as that cast. They're a great cast. I'm excited to see what sort of things we don't know. But I'm also a little worried. It doesn't seem like there's much exploration, which I would have loved. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm still excited either way. I love Dragon Quest as a whole. I love Dragon Quest IX. So any of the games, are fun to play. I'm a really big fan of like the heroes sort of game style, samurai, warriors, or whatever. And this kind of seems to be something similar to that. And it looks really pretty. So basically overall, I'm just really excited. But
yeah, I'm guessing that maybe they left a lot of the exploration aspect of the game for the Temple of Recollections, possibly. Because like you said, I'm getting that impression too, that maybe it's like mission based, like you go to like certain specific areas, you need to take out all the enemies, and then you're good to go. You move on to the next one. But I don't know. We won't know until the game has come out, because I don't think they're doing a demo for this one. So we'll see.
And I'm cool with it being like a stage-based sort of game, as long as like at least give me a little bit of an area to be able to like explore, maybe find treasure chests, like take out monsters here and there sort of thing. Like, I hope we get that,
But yeah.
We'll see.
When it comes to the Dai anime, do you prefer dubbed, subbed, or both?
Listen, I'm not gonna, talk crap on dub. That's not what I do. There's some anime that are good in dub. But I haven't watched it. I've seen trailers, and I'm just gonna be honest. It wasn't my thing. If it's for you listeners, that's great. I'm happy for you. But I 100% prefer the subbed. I think it just sounds the most natural, basically, is kind of what I'm trying to say. But
yeah, and I think if I can't 100% say, but I'm pretty sure that the game is going to have both options of having the Japanese cast and the dub cast, which I believe is the case in the Monsters demo as well. You can pick either language.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, that's good. I love it when they have the option for both. Like, I'm a dub person. If it has a good cast, then I like hearing it in my first language, and I prefer it that way. But I love going back and seeing the sub of it too, if I'm really into it, or if the dub is kind of iffy, I'm like, I'll do the sub. I'm just going to do the sub. That's happened too. But what I love more for these games is when they do both, because when they just do one or the other, then you upset either community and it's not as great for somebody. But when you have both, then everybody's happy. So it's good to see that.
Agree 100%, brother.
And, speaking of Dai, a little bit more, what do you think of the original manga, and are you upset as we are that they just don't seem to be publishing it in English anymore?
I can confirm about being upset, I'll tell you that. And you know, the interesting thing is the French version got a sixth volume. I don't know if you knew that, but
yeah, I saw that.
But like, I mean, what the heck, you know? So definitely pretty upset about it. I really hope, my hope is that Infinity Strash does well enough to convince, you know, them to be like, oh, you know what? We do have somewhat of a pretty good Western market. Maybe let's give them some more dye stuff sort of thing. You know, I really hope that is what happens. So we'll see. But yeah. So.
Yeah, because especially in this upcoming Infinity Strash game, part of the game is you collect these Bond memories.
Yes.
And part of the Bond memories is not only increasing your abilities, but getting little like special scenes from the manga as opposed to the anime. So we're going to be getting, because the game goes up to like episode 41 of the of the anime. So we're going to be getting all these like special scenes from the manga that we just have not had because we only went up five volumes in the manga ourselves over here. So that'll be a little interesting. So I hope they do continue it. I know Austin is the same because he started reading it as well. It's kind of disappointing that they stopped it.
Yeah, I love the manga. Who are your favorite characters in Dai? You know, heroes, villains?
Let's see. I mean, Baran, Hyunkel, and Pop are probably my top three. So Baran, I know, is kind of a weird choice, but I freaking love that guy, dude. I mean, he looks awesome, and I really feel for him because the thing is, it's like, bro, I would totally want to destroy the world if I lost my boy and I was pissed at humanity. Like, yeah. Bro, like, that's my guy right there, man. Like, he, at the end of the day, he was just trying to get his son back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he, and I hope I'm not spoiling anything, but yeah, he's just such a cool character. His development is awesome. His design is awesome. And just, yeah, he's just such a cool guy. And then Hyunkel, man, Hyunkel, the ladies love him. The boys love him. Everyone wants to be his friend. Wants to be around him.
except for Pop. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's just jealous of him. That's why. He can't deny his actual main character sort of like vibe he's got. But Pop is just awesome. He's just like, he's just everyone's best friend. Like, you just want him on your side. Not at first. At first, he was kind of a little bit of a pansy, but you know, his development really, you know, brought out, you know, he really lived up to Avon's sort of teachings and stuff, and he really became an awesome, just your best bro sort of thing. So
yeah, all three of those characters that you mentioned have fantastic character arcs throughout the manga, so good choices. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's great to see them, you know, grow throughout and deal with their own demons and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep noticing that when you guys ask me who my favorite character is or my favorite character for this or that, I keep saying like multiple, so I do apologize. But
no, you're fine, it's great. Love it.
I do the same thing.
We saw your last video about Dragon Quest 3 2D HD. You and I seem to be of the same mind that we think that the reason why it's taking so long to come out now is that they're probably retooling it and possibly going to include 1 and 2 with it. So why do you think that?
So like, if you go back and watch the original live stream,
35th anniversary live stream. Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Which was a great video. But dude, Yuji Horii's like team was like on the sidelines with like bells or whistles or something.
And the whistle.
Like, yeah. And they're just like, Yuji, shut up. Because basically he's just saying, you know what? Basically he was like saying like, oh yeah, I want to do 1 and 2 in the same style as well. And even the announcer guy was like, whoa, can you like, is that a confirmation or, you know, sort of thing? And everyone started freaking out. I just thought it was so funny, but that just, you know, it just, so that is kind of why I think that might be going on. But also it just would make so much sense. Like 1, 2, and 3 are like a perfect package, and just doing that right now, and you don't even have to release it all at the same time, but it would just make a lot of sense. I don't know.
Yeah, that's better than my theory that they've forgotten about it.
I hope it's not that.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Dragon Quest mobile games? Did you have you played any of them? Like, did you play Stars? Have you played the Dai mobile game? Do you play Tact at all?
So I really enjoyed Stars. It's kind of sad because I played it quite a bit when it first came out, and then I put it down for a while. I guess I put it down way too long, because when I wanted to come back to it and like reinstall it, like I learned it didn't even exist anymore, and I was super sad. But Dai's a Hero's Bond was actually pretty fun as well. I actually really enjoyed the gameplay of it. And then Tact, like I did have kind of like a good run with Tact, and I had a couple different like good runs with it, but ultimately I kind of just recently put it down. I am sorry to all the Tact lovers out there. It's really fun. It's a great game and everything and all that, but you know, I did kind of, you know, put it down. So
that's cool. You gave every one of them a fair shot. That's good stuff. And that must have been that would have been weird, you know, trying to pick back up Stars. I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on in the world? Oh, it's canceled. Oh,
yeah. Okay, that was then. Only like a year, right?
It didn't last very long.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Yeah, Tact and the Dai game, that wasn't just us, but that was Japan too. It just wasn't going to last very long, and they ended that. Because that was a simultaneous release, and we were all together on that one, and in both regions, the global and the Japan version shut down at the same time. It just didn't have the enough people playing it to keep it going.
That's too bad. Well, what you gonna do?
Oh yeah. But Stars is doing very well. It's been going on for a couple of years now, and
Tact. You said Stars.
Tact. No, Stars. In Japan, Stars is like what, 6 or 7 years or something crazy like that. But yeah. Tact. It's going on a couple years now, doing very well. So I'm looking forward to seeing what else is going to come out with Tact.
I would love for them to bring Walk over here. I was a big Pokemon Go fan, and man, I'd love Walk so much. It'd be so great. But
it is so popular in Japan too. I think it's their number one mobile game right now. Whoa. And I heard rumors, and I have no idea if this is true, but supposedly Yuji Horii came over here and visited America in New York City, and supposedly the rumor was that they were thinking of like maybe bringing Walk over here, but then COVID happened and kind of smashed all of that.
Yeah, that was like just a few months before COVID, right?
Yes, it was. It was.
Yeah.
So that may have been what doomed it. We don't know.
Darn it. I hope it comes either way. I hope it comes.
Me too. It looks like a lot of fun. What do you think of Dragon Quest Treasures that came out semi-recently?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. But I would say it's like kind of like maybe a little above average, but in that scope, it's kind of like a more average game. I think it was fun. I think it was a good time, but yeah, that, you know, let's just leave it at that. It was good. Just good.
It needed more. It left me wanting more. Like, I enjoyed the mechanics of it. It wasn't quite big enough to satisfy.
Yeah. Basically that.
So what are your thoughts about DQ12? Are you worried at all about what little has been revealed on it?
Honestly, I don't really know what to think about it. I mean, obviously I would like more. 100% I would like more. But at the same time, I feel like they're just kind of taking their time, biding their time. And you know, because they're focusing on, we had Treasures release this year. Infinity Strash is coming up. Monsters is coming at the end of the year. I think they're just kind of trying to spread apart all of their projects so they don't like give everything all at once sort of thing. And so I'm totally cool with just kind of like waiting a little bit longer. I mean, obviously I want to see something more, but I would say I'm not worried about it, because I think it's more of just kind of a strategy that they're doing and just kind of like having us wait a little bit. Yeah. But so, yeah, I'm patiently waiting.
And do you have any apprehension about like how they said like, oh, it might be a little bit darker, or we're going to kind of mess with the battle system a little bit, anything like that?
You know, at the end of the day, I love all things Dragon Quest. So I don't really, I'm not too worried about it. I feel like they always really do a good job in terms, well, at least, you know, the mainline games, they've really hit them out of the park sort of thing. Also the spinoffs. But I think maybe people might be just freaking out a little too early. I don't know. Yeah. I don't mean to sound rude or anything. I'm just saying like let's just wait sort of thing. You know, let's just wait when we actually hear more news, you know, because they could say one thing but totally mean something else, but everyone takes it 100% out of context. I don't know. I just feel like let's just chill. Let's just observe and watch. And then, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, our expectations will be, we'll be happy sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, I agree, because I think like with the turn-based question, people saw what he said and like, oh, it's going to be, they're going to get rid of turn-based. It's going to be action RPGs. Like, no, no, no. Go back to the video. He just says he wants to tweak it a little bit. It's still going to be what we expect, but just a little bit different. That's fine. And they said like, oh yeah, that's going to be a little bit darker. And like, everyone's like, oh my God, it's going to be dark. It's going to be edgy. It's going to be Final Fantasy, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, 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 no. We've had dark before. We've had Dragon Quest V. Come on, guys. It's going to be okay. Yeah. Yuji Horii knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Plus, like, darker. What does that even mean? Because Dragon Quest itself, it has some pretty freaking dark, like, deep, dark, like, tones and, like, settings and stories and, like...
Yeah, heavy moments. Yeah.
Yes, that's the perfect way to put it. And so I'm really curious to see what that means. But anyway, we'll see.
Well, sadly, that was our last question.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show, Poppy. It was great having you.
Yeah, honestly, this was awesome. This has actually been a goal of mine to be able to come onto Slime Time someday. I don't know if you guys remember, but I think like a year ago when I was like on Reddit, I remember you guys responded to one of my posts. And then I did say, someday I'll be on the show. You wait. Something like that. And then
I didn't know that. That's hilarious. I just organically like started watching your podcast. I was like, oh man, this guy's got the energy. He brings it. Let's get him on the show. That's how it came about, honestly.
That's awesome. So, but yeah, but I'm really grateful for this opportunity and being able to talk to you guys. It's been fun. So yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, that's all for this episode of Slime Time. Be sure to check out Poppy at youtube.com/@DragonQuestPoppy. We'll have links to his YouTube page and his other sites in the show notes.
We're a nonprofit podcast. We don't take your hard-earned gold when we can offer you quality content for free. But if you do have some extra gold that's just completely burning a hole in your wallet, pouch, bottomless bag, treasure chest, or even a searchable wall sack, and you would like to donate anything to a website that's been supporting Dragon Quest fans for over 25 years, then please stop by the Dragon's Den by clicking the link in the show notes. There are several ways to support the Den, including the affiliate links that don't cost you anything extra when making other DQ purchases.
Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at DQ Slime Time.
Join in tons of DQ discussion at the Dragon's Den forums or the Dragon's Den Discord and the Dragon Questers Infinity Strash and Dragon Quest Tact Global Facebook groups.
We'd like to thank everyone that made this episode of our podcast possible, including Platy, Wootus of the Dragon's Den, and the NCAA Football Transfer Portal. Go Irish!
And thanks to Amanda Lepree and the Descendants of Erdrick for permission to use their music.
And more thanks to Delicious Dwayne Bullock, our wonderful graphic artist, for creating our awesome Slime Time art and logo. For a Slime Time t-shirt featuring Dwayne's art, check out the link in the show notes.
And please like, subscribe, and write a review for the podcast.
Dragon Quest Slime Time, sliming off.
This is Gutrude for Slime Time, reminding you all that you must complete your adventure.